Sarah
and George Choi
Property Podcast.
I'm George Choi.
And I'm Sarah Choi, and welcome to Diary of a Property Investor. It's weekday and the kids are in school, so we're here. Hooray! We've had a bit of a strategy session, and we're going to go out for lunch. And this afternoon, we're going for a brewery tour, so that's a bit exciting.
Yeah, that's good. Looking forward to that. So last week, we were mentoring up in Doncaster for Touchstone Education. Last one of the year. Some great people there, going to take action. So really enjoyed doing that. And there was a Christmas party afterwards.
Good party.
Yep. It was great catching up with all my property friends.
So we're at the Earl of Doncaster. We've woken up from the party last night, the Christmas party, which was amazing fun. And we wanted to just tell you a bit about the award we won, which we were very grateful for. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we've won the Touchstone 2019 Financial Freedom Award. And we just kind of wanted to explain why. I mean, it's basically our message. We are financially free ourselves. We spend our time learning and researching and helping other people to achieve that themselves, you know, because obviously everybody's idea of financial freedom and what they want to do is different, but ultimately achieving financial freedom so you can fulfill your dreams and do what you want to do and give back in the way that you want to give back, we want to enable other people to do that too. So thanks for the recognition.
Yeah, and everyone out there, go and live your dreams.
Exactly, and we'll carry on going in 2020. Same old. More of the same, helping more people.
That's it.
Last week we were doing our 2020 goals, so we did all our business goals. In fact, today we've actually had a kind of a big strategy session on how to actually achieve those goals, because there's not just obviously making goals and then wishing, it's actually strategizing to make them happen. So that we did today, but we've also spent some time doing our health and fitness goals and our family goals as well.
Yeah, get engaged.
So we've got those sets of goals for ourselves, so that's great that we've got a real strategy going into next year.
And we had a strategy call with our SaaS provider, and posted on Facebook, so a few of you know that our SaaS got approved by HMRC in 2 weeks.
Which we were really surprised.
That's just mind-blowing, because it's supposed to, you know, it's supposed to be getting shorter and shorter, but it should be taking sort of 2.5 to 3 months for your SaaS to get approved by HMRC, but it actually went through in a couple of weeks. And I think it's purely because most people aren't applying right now, just before Christmas.
But they're obviously got some time on their hands, haven't they?
Yeah. So do it now. Put your SaaS in now if you're going to do it. Because I imagine that come 1st of January, everyone will be thinking, oh, maybe I should get a SaaS now, transfer my pension.
Yeah, although saying that might be too close to Christmas. Yeah. I'll be off now.
Who knows?
Get it in.
Yeah.
And then they'll do it as quickly as they can.
And if you don't know what we're talking about and why we're transferring our pension into a SaaS. There's too much to cover in this video, but basically it's because you can then invest in commercial property. You can either buy commercial property in your SaaS, so with your pension, or you can lend money to other people, so perhaps doing developments on commercial property, or you can lend the money to yourself. So there's a huge amount of flexibility.
Yeah, obviously lots of legislation you have to adhere to,
but
it can be done. Plus, we're using it as a legacy tool for our kids as well, aren't we?
Yes.
That's the aim.
The other thing is that because it's a trust and you can invite other members, so like your children, to this trust, it then becomes a vehicle that you can pass on from one generation to the next. So it really is, you know, a long-term wealth tool. So it's amazing. So
cool. Do that.
That's why we've got one.
Yep. And last but not least, it's very nearly Christmas.
As you can tell from all the decorations.
I know. So by the time this goes out, it's going to be Christmas in a couple of days. So have a fantastic Christmas. Take some time off with your family. But make sure that you do have your 2020 goals. It's a really good time to do it over Christmas, actually, because it's a good time for reflection.
Definitely. A few bottles of wine. Or champagne.
And, reflecting on what you've done last year, what you want to do differently next year, it's a great time to sort of sit back and write that out. So if you haven't done it already, spend some time doing that over Christmas period.
And if you didn't see our last video on 2020 goals, then watch that and you'll see what we plan to do for next year in property.
Yeah, so do that. And we may or may not do a vlog over Christmas, we don't know. It depends on the kids and what time we've got. But if we do, great, we'll see you. If not, we will see you in the new year.
All right, happy new year.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Please remember to click the subscribe button.
See you next week.
Bye.